This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. Chrissy is an author, speaker, and wellness coach based in Townsville, Queensland, Australia. And Chrissy, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's lovely to talk to you again.
Well, certainly great to have you back. Looking forward to hearing from you further and have enjoyed your last visits with us. Now, for starters today, what are the key pillars for health and well-being? Let's start off today with that.
Thank you. That's a great question. Well, for me, the five pillars of health and well-being come down to what we are eating, drinking, thinking, feeling, and doing. And those are the five pillars for me. So, for instance, what we put in our body, our foods and drink, what we allow in our mind, our thoughts, the emotions or feelings that drive our behaviors, and how we spend our time professionally, personally, and socially are very important to our overall health and well-being. And when we are mindful of those five pillars, we become very conscious of our health and our well-being. When we are conscious of the decisions about those five pillars, we make more informed choices. We are curious about our thoughts and feelings, and we can start to use our thoughts to help us manifest good health in our body.
And definitely a great place to lead things off here today. Now, what is the first thing that people can do when they want to improve their health? Where do they start?
Yes, I love this question because for me, it's about, my advice is to be curious. You know, curiosity could literally save your life. It can also change your mind, your beliefs, and your behaviors. For example, curiosity about foods, what's in the liquids we drink, how our work and social environment may impact our health. Is it healthy or toxic, for example? What do we think? Why do we think and feel the way we do? Are we depressed living in the past or anxious living in the future? And why do we feel certain emotions about things, and what events in our life are these emotions linked to? You know, curiosity is one of the greatest tools that we can employ to improve our own health. And I believe that my curiosity saved not only my life, but that of my firstborn child when I was very ill during pregnancy. And it's enabled me to overcome many other health conditions in the past 2 years, including PTSD, mild depression, adrenal fatigue, obesity, and so on. So for me, it's about curiosity.
Certainly appreciate the way you responded there. Today, we're visiting with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Chrissy, describe the idea of compound impacts on our health.
Yes, it's interesting. We've all heard of the idea of compound interest for our mortgage, etc. I like to apply the same idea to our health. You know, that is all the factors in our life, including our environment, lifestyle, products in our home, food in our fridge, how much we move our body, how many hours a day we sit down, are our relationships healthy, have we suffered trauma in our life. All of these factors play a compounding impact on our health. And understanding this compact and looking this concept rather, and looking at how we can reduce risk in one or any number of these areas can have a profound effect on our health. It's like being in a room with the heating turned up too high. You can take off your coat, you can turn down the heat, you can get a cool drink of water, and you can stick your head out of the window, and you've reduced the risk of heat stroke. Our health is like that. We can look at all the things in our life that can potentially impact our health, and we can turn down the dial, we can remove something, we can switch something out, we can move to a less toxic place, and so on. And then we can start to change the compound impact of all the elements which impact our health and reduce our risk of poor health. Therefore, we optimize our chances of good health. I hope that makes sense, because it may not be one single element that causes us to become unhealthy or get sick. It's the compounding effect of many elements combined, and awareness of these elements is very important.
And that is certainly some rich information right there and makes a whole lot of sense. Now, what is the biggest obstacle to overcome when we want to embrace a healthier lifestyle?
Yes. Well, what I tend to notice with a lot of people, and including myself before I began my journey to health, was that we're conditioned to believe certain things based on what we've been told growing up, what information we've been exposed to, or what kind of environment we live in. You know, and changing our conditioned beliefs is often fundamental to living a healthy lifestyle. For example, you know, we might think, oh, I'm too old to do this, or my father had X disease, so therefore I will too. You know, I don't stretch because it hurts. I need to eat X, Y, or Z food because this for this reason and so on. You know, our conditioned beliefs often keep us stuck in thinking and behaving in a certain way that is not helpful or healthy. And when I'm working with clients, I encourage them to understand their conditioned beliefs, what they've been told and why they do the things they do. And generally, they start to understand where their conditioned beliefs may have prevented them from making healthier choices, such as trying new foods or taking up a new activity or seeking treatment. You know, and then they can start to move forward more quickly to embrace a healthy lifestyle. And sometimes even seemingly healthy people will have very strong conditioned beliefs about things, and they may not be open to trying new things or seeing another perspective. Two people can argue that one food is good for you and the other is bad, and ultimately the decision is up to you. But I like to encourage people to be curious, take a balanced view of things, and make an informed choice which is based on facts, not on our conditioning. And it's the same with exercise. We can all talk ourselves out of physical activity based on our circumstances or our conditioned beliefs about what we should and should not do at certain stages of life. And ultimately, our health should be our priority. So therefore, we can challenge what we think and what we believe and start to employ a new mindset to help us overcome, you know, the challenge of embracing a healthy lifestyle. And in my wellness school, I help people to recognize their conditioned beliefs and learn new skills to better support them to live a healthy lifestyle.
Fabulous information once again shared here, Chrissy. I really appreciate it. And this certainly has one stop and consider what they're current healthy, or I should say health situation is, how to better that, where to make corrections. At least has one thinking and focusing more on that, and we really appreciate your joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Thank you. I think for me, when we start to understand the compounding effect of our internal and external environment on our health, it's really important, and we can recognize the effects on our lifestyle and on our health. Then we can make small changes to minimize the risks and impacts to our overall health. And many small changes in different areas can make a significant improvement in our health very rapidly. And that's kind of my tip, really, is to look at those internal and external aspects of your life and to make, you know, some small changes and small tweaks in different areas.
Definitely appreciate those concluding remarks and advice in form of a tip. Thank you so much. Now, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into the Wellness Poet or any of your other services. Where's the best place to get more information and to be in touch?
Thank you. My website is thewellnesspoet.com, and on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Chrissy Regan, The Wellness Poet. Thank you.
Chrissy, you're always welcome, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. Goodbye.
Until next time, we've been speaking with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Mums Queensland. And for all the details on the Wellness Poet, visit thewellnesspoet.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.